sir.
I'm talking with Keith Berry, who's been the Market Lamb judge at this Oklahoma Youth Expo for 2009. Keith, as you've worked through well over 1,000 lambs over the last couple of days, you've seen some pretty good quality animals and some pretty good quality kids. Tell me about what you're looking for at this point for a good quality lamb in today's environment.
Well, for me, it starts with the lamb that I've got to have some eye appeal in them when I get out there. I run 500 head of ewes, and I look at my livestock every day, and I don't have somebody holding or catching it. I want to see them out moving around. I like to walk the lambs. I like to study their feet and legs and their structure. I like to see the muscle shape and the design and the movement of it as they walk. And then we get down to where we start some handling characteristics, and some of my peeves are is I really like sheep that are big and explosive through the rack. They've got more length than they are tall. They're longer bodied than they are tall. They're sheep that have some rump structure, some levelness of hip. Those are kind of the main criteria where I'm looking for out there.
Now, obviously, we've seen some differences over the years as all of our market animals have developed. We're obviously looking for an animal that can give us a lot of meat with not too much fat.
Yes, well, that's the end result with all of our market shows, and we're looking for that animal. I'm not necessarily going to pick the heaviest muscled one, but I definitely want my animal to hang a good carcass. I'm looking for something that has some show quality about it. I've always said that if I'm going to pick a lamb and I'm going to be in the picture behind it, it's going to be an animal I appreciate the looks and the eye appeal of. I like a lamb that's pretty with muscle, not a lamb with muscle that's pretty.
Now, obviously along the way you've seen a lot of kids as well from across our state.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, we get all over the country traveling, and they don't get any better than this. This is the fourth time I've been to Oklahoma, between Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and it's my favorite area to judge, and also I think the quality is the deepest of any place I've been.
Yeah, what do you feel that a young person really gets out of a project like this?
Well, there's a number of things. First thing, they get a lot of responsibility. I think it gives them a reason to get up in the morning and to work with their animal late at night. It gives them some responsibility, a little work ethic, hopefully a little animal husbandry, but it also gives them some leadership skills and some social skills. It gives them the chance to socialize with some of the people out there and their peers, and hopefully develop confidence in their ability and reasoning, and hopefully build a future for them. And as these people go out in the work atmosphere, they've got some social skills and some tools they've got through 4-H and FFA and through the showing programs that'll add to their benefit in life.